Julie Hukriti is with me. She is the actually many year organizer of the Two Harbors City Cleanup, which is sponsored by several organizations, but always led by Julie, I think. So thanks, Julie, so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Katya. Thank you for having me here.
First of all, I want to hear a little bit about the history of this, because this has not always existed. Tell us how this got started. I think you were a pretty critical part.
I started it shortly after I moved up here because I use the trails here all the time and just noticed, you know, it's probably been about 8-9 years ago, that there's just a lot of trash to be cleaned up. And so kind of, you know, put the first one together. And then from there, we've just kind of grown. And then Granite Gear started the groundskeeper program. So then we reached out to the brewery because at that time the brewery had a group of people that they, volunteers that they had together to do various projects. And so that's kind of where this whole larger collaboration started. And, you know, thank you to Love and Lake County for providing donuts and cupcakes, whatever they end up bringing that morning, and Cedar Coffee for, of course, providing the coffee. And then Lake County Soil and Water has been with us for several years, and they, you know, they, of course, have a very vested interest also in keeping our waterfront clean and the trails clean. So, and then the brewery, just a great collaboration there. You know, it's a great place to meet and get people together, and you can get a free token for a beer or a beverage of your choice after the event. And we'll, like I said, we'll have coffee and donuts and that. And we also have a drawing for various prizes. So people want to make sure they stick around after. And yeah, it's just been, it's been a great collaboration. We've seen a lot of positive changes over the years on the, as far as...
Yes. And I think, I know there's a trail behind our house that I always make sure that we hit, and also the Skunk Creek. I mean, there's just so many areas that you can go. And I will say, I associate this day with kind of northeast wind, usually a little bit of rain, snow. I mean, I literally do not remember a sunny one. So be prepared for weather.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, maybe this year will be the year. But I will also say it's also been really fun, always. And in fact, always inspires me to bring a bag more often when I go for a walk. And how much of the city would you say that you cover? I mean, you can't cover everything, every street, every trail. What's the focus?
The focus is the waterfront. So from Burlington to Castle Danger and along the railroad tracks, that's kind of the first area. And it's all dependent on the number of volunteers that we get. If we get enough volunteers, then we'll send people up, you know, up along the Sanju, along 26 there. And Super One and that area up there. And we've, some years we've had enough people to go through the campground because it's not uncommon to find trash that's been thrown into the fire pits or whatever there. So it just really depends, and it's a great way for families to get out and to expose kids to, you know, picking up trash and everything like that. So, yeah, so we're hoping for a good turnout so that we can really cover a lot of area. And we don't, we haven't really focused on the streets. In the past, it's mainly been the trails and then the beaches and that area.
Yep. Well, you know, some of you know, my husband and I go into fifth grade classrooms and talk about plastics a lot. And then we also have the kids write letters that ask decision makers various things, and they get to debate what they want to ask. And this year, it seemed like one of the biggest asks was, could we ask the city to do a garbage cleanup? And I did say,
awesome.
Guess what? There is already a cleanup. Which was good to tell them, but I thought it was really kind of neat that they were attuned. They were feeling like there's too much garbage around. And so that speaks to the usefulness of this activity and this day as well. I think, you know, kids notice. And of course, most of the plastic that we pick up is going to, or most of the garbage is going to be plastic, because that's what doesn't disintegrate over time. So just kind of a neat little comment there about everyone sees the need. Let's see, what else should we ask? How are we getting the word out about this, and how can people spread the word?
So, well, the interview here today, so the event will be held on the 26th. It will be held if it's raining, as long as it's not thunderstorming.
Okay.
Or, you know, hopefully we don't get another 8-inch blizzard
right.
or ice storm.
Right. What, where will people find out if it's happening or postponed?
Castle Danger Brewery is the main part of our, of the the communication there. So you can reach out on their Instagram or Facebook and that. So, but it is the 26th from 10 to 12, and our backup date is the following Saturday on May 3rd. Yep. And that'll be from 10 to 12. And we would like to have people sign up ahead of time, if possible, just so we have an idea of the number of people. But by all means, you can come that morning and we'll find a spot for you, because there are plenty of spots, plenty of little hidden nooks and crannies. And like you said, Skunk Creek is always a big area, and we need a really gung-ho group to take that on. So,
yeah. And I will say, you know, I think it's easy to think, oh, I'll do my cleanup on my own. And so I have two things to say to that. And one is that it really is more fun to do it as a group. Yeah. Even if you, I mean, we do kind of just all go out on our own once we've been gathered and assigned a spot. But it is, I don't know, there's just something feeling about it that is fun when you're doing it with a group and it feels like you're part of something bigger. And most of us that say, well, I'll do it on my own, we don't do it that often. So this really gets us to not procrastinate and do it as well. So
yeah. I always like to encourage people to, you know, if you're sitting on the beach or you're having a picnic somewhere or, you know, camping, whatever, just, you know, when you get up, look around, make sure that you haven't left anything behind.
Pick up whatever was there already.
Pick up what was there already. You know, unfortunately, sometimes that's what we have to do. And, you know, over the years, we now have more trash cans that are out and available for us, too, which has been, I think, a huge help, too, from the city.
Yes. And someday, we really hope to have recycling, plastic recycling, especially out in front of the break wall. So many people have single-use plastic water bottles that they put in the garbage and they could go into that recycling bin. So, yeah. But that's another story.
Yeah. Another day, another time.
Thank you so much, Julie. I'm talking with Julie Hucridi, the organizer of the Earth Day Cleanup on Saturday, April 26th, starting at 10 a.m. at Castle Danger Brewery. It sounds like Castle Danger, probably the Facebook page is the place to go if to find out about anything happening. And how do you sign up? You said you'd prefer sign-ups?
Yep. So I'm going to be in the next few days here putting up flyers. So there also is a QR code on there. Mm-hmm. But they also have the QR code on Instagram. I know that's where I've seen it for Granite Gear and for Castle Danger. So those are just some places that you can check. So
yep. And Earth Day, you know, it has a long, it's starting to have some history. It's at least 20, 30 years, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I know there are listeners out there that could call and tell me exactly when Earth Day started, but it seems like it's, you know, if nothing else, there's something to be done on Earth Day. And I think most of us often feel like we don't do nearly enough. We should do things all year round. We should do things every day. But don't let don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Even if you can't do everything, this is one thing we can do. Hope to see you all there. All right. Anything else, Julie, before we sign off?
Yeah, I think it's like, just to add on to that, I think it's important that, you know, even if you just pick up a candy wrapper or a can that you see, you know, on the on a trail or at the end of your driveway or whatever, that every little bit helps. And it's also just being aware, being, you know, coming to see, getting yourself familiar with seeing it versus just overlooking it. And then microplastics, they're the other thing. You know, if we walk the beach here, we'll see a lot of times little tiny beads
or little
pieces of plastic. And those are just equally important to pick up.
Yes, all the broken down glass.
Yeah.
Or all the broken down plastic. And yeah, yep. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you on April 26th.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Julie Hucridi and talking to us about Earth Day 2025, Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 12. Hope to see you all there.